listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from 1 John chapter 2 about not being ashamed at His coming. Again, our verse is 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, where we read this. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Have you ever arrived at a destination and been disappointed in the result? Years ago, there was a police officer in Connecticut who noticed a speeding car that matched the description of a robbery getaway car. So he started pursuit, and during the chase, the suspect made a wrong turn. He turned right into the McDougal Correctional Institution, a high-security prison. He then jumped from his car and ran right into the front office of the prison. The officer said, "I believe he thought it was a mall, but I've never seen too many malls with razor wire across the top." Now, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, John presented a challenging idea. When we arrive at our eternal destination, some may be disappointed in the result. When Jesus returns, some people will be afraid because they never knew Jesus at all. But among those who know Him, some will not be afraid. They might be ashamed before Him at His coming. They will realize that they have lived worldly, unfruitful lives. In one moment, the understanding will overwhelm them that whatever else they have accomplished in life, they did not abide in Him the way they could have. Paul the Apostle spoke of those who are barely saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 speaks of the one who will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. There are those who, for at least a moment, the coming of Jesus will be a moment of disappointment rather than of glory. Now, it might only be a moment, but suffering loss or to be ashamed are not ideas that we want to connect in any way to our meeting with Jesus. Now, some people might say, what difference does it make? As long as we make it to heaven, we're good. Not really. How narrow is the distance between barely saved and not quite saved? When someone asks, how little can I do and still make it to heaven? Or how far can I stray from the shepherd and still be part of the flock? Then they're asking some pretty dangerous questions. Now, we wait for the return of Jesus, and we want to be ready for Him. But we remember that the absolutely best way to be ready for His return isn't to be a master of every Bible prophecy. The best way isn't to retire to a monastery away from the wicked world. No, John chapter 2, verse 28 says it simply, if you want to be ready for the return of Jesus and know that you will not be ashamed before Him at His coming, then abide in Him. Live in Jesus. Make Him and not yourself the focus of your life. Then, no matter what hour Jesus comes for you, you will be ready and unashamed to stand before Him. Do you want to be ready for the return of Jesus? Then live in Him and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.